はい、それでは今日の説教、光に歩む Walking in the Light と題して頂きたいと思います。
皆さんおはようございます。
おはようございます。
宇宙はとても忙しくて、いろんな人が、調子が悪くてインフルエンザがあったり風邪をひいたり、私が知っている3人が今週亡くなって、告別式があって、それは、もちろんいろいろな気持ちがあったんだけど、その中でも神様の恵みが豊かに感じて、でそれに関するちょっと今日分かち合いたいと思います。So this week has been a busy week. There have been a lot of people that have been struggling with illnesses. A lot of people have had the flu. I've heard from some of the different people who are teaching in schools. You know, my school had 100 some odd children that were gone this week, or this many teachers that were gone this week. A lot of people had colds. Three different people that I know, or three different families that I know of, that experienced a death this week. And had funerals. I went to only one of those funerals, and it was a testimony of God's power through that woman. But even in the midst of all of that, I was able to see God's grace. And this morning, through the words from 1 John 1, 5-10, I want to share a little bit about that with you. When I was a child, I was afraid of the dark. I hated the dark. I remember I would lay in bed and I would look on the shelf, and I'm positive that my toys were moving. I saw them moving, and they were moving towards me to attack me. I just knew it. And also there was something under my bed. I would, if I had to go to the bathroom in the middle of the night, I would position my body in such a way that my feet were going towards the door, and I would sit up and get ready. I mean, I'm not very athletic, but I mean, I could be athletic against the monster. I would get up and I would propel my body and leap towards the door so that my feet would get to the door before the monster could grab my feet and pull me up under the bed. And then I'd run to the bathroom. I'm sure everybody woke up. But when I was little, I insisted that my mom keep the light on in the bathroom, which was across the hall from my room, and the door was open. Part of that, too, is because I was the youngest, and I hated the fact that all the adults got to stay awake when I had to go to bed. So if I kept my door open, I'd at least eavesdrop on their conversations and hear the television and know what else was going on. But I'm sure there... Actually, I want to ask. I want to see a show of hands. How many of you, when you were kids, or maybe even as an adult now, are afraid of the dark? Okay. 子供の時は、その闇、その暗いところをものすごく恐れた。子供の時にそのベルの上に、ベルに入った時は、なんか、絶対におもちゃが動いた。と思った。おもちゃが私をアタックする。私と戦おう。私を掴む。ことを思った。あとね、ベルの下に、そのモンスター、なんか怖いものがあって、私の足が床にいたら絶対に私の足を掴んでその怖いところに引っ張ると思った。だからトイレに行った時は体を、ドアの方に向けて、ちょっとジャンプしてドアの方で、それができたらモンスターが私の足が捕まえられないから、それで安心しました。この中に、子供の頃、それとも今でも、その暗いところ、闇 を恐れる人がいますか？もし子供の時か今でもその暗いところは怖いと思ったら手を挙げてください。3人恥ずかしい。3人だけ
持ってないん
ですか？おお、日本人が強いね。私たち外国人が恐れる。私が思うのは、自然にその光があるところが安心できる。よく私の友達、その女性の方の友達がやっぱり一人で夜に歩くのは怖い。どうしてもそのところが見えないから、もし光があれば、電気があればちょっと安心できる。お父さんはよくお姉さんに怒ってた。なぜかというと、私たちがどこかに出かけてお姉さんが一人で家にいたら電気を全部つけて、でももちろんお父さんはその電気代を後で払わなきゃいけないから、それを考えたからお姉さんに怒ってたけど、お姉さんがやっぱりどうしてもその暗いところを恐れた。だから今日の第一のヨハネの話では、その闇と光というイメージが使っています。光は神ということで、闇は神ではないというところ。 I don't know whether to believe the Japanese. I don't know if they really are not afraid of the dark or if they were just too shy to put up their hand. I know I was afraid of the dark. I'm willing to admit it, okay? And even now, I don't really love dark places. I'm not afraid like I was as a child. But I think we as humans naturally, we tend to love, or we tend to be drawn more towards the light, or to light places instead of dark. I think about some of my female friends who say that they are afraid to walk alone at night because they are afraid that there might be somebody there who might attack them when they're walking. I think about my older sister. My dad used to get so angry at Laura because when we'd go out and Laura would be there by herself, she would turn on every single light in the house. And my dad would come home and would say, "You don't have to pay the electricity bill." But she was so afraid. She couldn't be by herself. So she turned on every light so that, she could see everything. What I thought later was, if there was really somebody out there, they could see her and see that she was alone and see where she was moving around. That probably wasn't a smart thing. But anyways, it made her better. And my dad ended up losing a lot of money. That was okay. But today, in 1 John, we're talking about light and we're talking about darkness. And light is God. And darkness is the essence of God. So I want you to think about that as we go on. First of all, God creates light. At the beginning of Genesis, the first thing that God says is, "Let there be light." And there was light. In other passages in Scripture, it talks about God Himself being the light. And Jesus also. And Jesus later refers to us as, "You are the light. You are the light of the world." So I want you to be thinking about that image, the power of light. Light is God. God created light. God is light. 一番最初に、創世記に神様がこの世界を創造して作られた時に、一番先に創造したのが光です。光あれと言ってた。一番最初に一番必要としていることは光ということで、別の箇所では神様自身が光 ということを書いてあって、また後でイエスが彼の弟子たち私たちに言っているのは、あなたは世の光ですと言っています。だから神様自身がその光というイメージが強く思っていて、まず光を作って、神様自身が光ということです。ある研究では、その光、その太陽からの光はビタミン D がもらっています。でビタミン D は私たちの体を病気から守られています。最近ヒロ君と僕が、朝に船舶の方に行って歩いています。大変ですよ、体痛いんですよ。でも、そこでその光があるときに、歩きながら神様が作られたものをもっと楽しんで祈りと考える時間があって、もちろん体のためにもいいことだけど、やっぱり朝にもうちょっと朝早く起きると、その光というイメージがあります。だから私が歩いていく時で、その散歩する時は体にいい。でも私以外に神様がその光を作ってくださって、それも私の体にいいものですと気づいた。So there's some research that says that light produces vitamin D for our bodies. I don't know a whole lot about it. I'm not, you know, super scientific. But I believe it. That's what they say. That, okay, yeah, we get vitamin D in our bodies. Good. And they say that vitamin D is what we need to help our immune systems to fight off diseases. So it's kind of like, you know, it's kind of like when you eat something, you know, when I think of vitamins, I think of food. So it was a new thing for me. It was an exciting thing for me to realize, hey, I get vitamins from the sun. I don't even have to do anything. I just have to stand there and I get vitamins. And it's good and my body is better. Recently, Hiro and I have been getting up in the mornings and walking around Zemba Lake. And that's killing me. But in another way, it's also helping me to live. And my body is sore, but it's a good thing. And I'm enjoying seeing God's creation. I'm enjoying being able to appreciate a lot of things through that experience, through learning that discipline. But I have realized, you know, when I wake up a little bit earlier in the morning, there is not... Of course, I'm doing good things for my body by walking. But outside of me, God is also doing good things for my body. You know, He created that light. And it's giving goodness to my body, something that I need. Not just something that I can enjoy, but something that I need. So light, we need the light. And John talks about light in 1 John 5 through 10. One last thing I want to remind you is that this is the season of Epiphany. Season of Epiphany. Epiphany is kind of like a revelation. And Jesus reveals himself. This is the time in the church calendar where Jesus begins to reveal who he is and what he can do. And so one of the things that Jesus does is he reveals himself as the light. And he calls us to be the light. 今は公言説、その教会の体を今、御徒教会でも集中しようということを目指していて、で公言説は、イエス様が自分を表している。公言説はある意味では、ある意味では、その自分を表す。また新しいことをみんなにお知らせとして イエス様はどういう人か、何ができるかをこの公言説に表している。でその一つは、私は光です、あなたも光、世の光となりますと言っています。だからこの公言説にその光ということはすごく大切です。正直に言うと、今朝の説教は僕にとってすごく大変だった。この1週間はずっと悩んでた、まあ、いつも悩んでるけど、特に今週は悩んでた。短く6節なのに、この内容は僕にとってすごくチャレンジがあるところです。ヨハネが書いてあるのは、もう自分をイエス様に委ねている人たちに、そのために書いてある。あるところはまだ信じていない人のため、あるところはもう信じている、自分を委ねているところ。でこのところはもう自分を委ねている、自分が委ねていると言われたのに、ふさわしい生き方はない、その足りない部分をまたチャレンジしているというところです。だからこれを読むと、やっぱり自分の罪、自分の不十分なところはもっと深く感じています。で今週それをずっと向き合って戦っています。今でも皆の前に立ててこういうメッセージを伝えるのはどうかなということをずっと悩んでて、それも祈りながら、サタンの声じゃなくてイエスの声が聞こえますように、また自分がこのメッセージに邪魔しないで、神様が私たちに伝えたいことを伝えるようにという意味でした。Be honest with you, I've really, really struggled with this morning's message. It has been a long week. I never really love preparing a message.And I always struggle with it. Those who work with me or those who live with me will tell you that my stress level bumps up about 150 notches for that entire week. And I usually feel a sense of anxiety. But this week I especially felt it. And it wasn't because I was going to speak. It's because of the content of what I'm speaking about. 1 John 1:5 through 10, John is writing to people who are converted, to people who have given their lives to Jesus already. Some passages are for those who don't know, and it's to help convince them. And some passages are for those who do know, who have given. And that's what this passage is. And John is saying, you say you've given yourself, but you're not living it. And it's time to relook at that again.And that's a huge, huge challenge. When I read that and I look at that honestly, I deeply feel a sense of my inability and of my sinfulness. This week I've really had to pray that I wouldn't listen for the voice of Satan, but I would listen for God. And that God would speak through these words today. Because all of us are in the same situation. All of us.Are in this situation. And I really, really want God to speak to us this morning. And I think about Isaiah 6, where Isaiah comes before the throne of God. And when he's in the presence of God, he says, I am a man of unclean lips. But God purifies him, and then God sends him.And that's our story today. Isaiah 6章1節から8節を読むと、アザヤもこういうところを戦いました。このところで神様と出会って、自分の汚れた部分、自分の罪をもっと深く感じて、この言葉が覚えてないから、すぐ読みます。6章私はもうダメだ、私は唇の汚れたもので、唇の汚れた民の間に住んでいる。その後神様がアイザヤを記憶して、彼の目的のために送ります。それは私たちの物語です。私たちの経験です。今朝私たちの間の人たちでも、まだ神様に委ねてない人もいる。それでもこういうメッセージは意味があると思います。まずそのヨハネによる福音、ヨハネ第一の手紙1章5節読みます。 Alright, I'm going to read each verse. So please open your Bible to 1 John chapter 1 verse 5. Kami wa hikari de atte Kami no uchi ni wa kurai tokoro ga sukoshi mo nai.これが私たちがキリストから聞いてあなた方に伝える知らせです。This is the message we have heard from him. This is the message we've heard from Jesus. And we declare to you, God is light. In him, there is no darkness at all.神様は光です。というのは神様自身が光。光の中だけじゃなくて、神様自身が光ということです。神様のうちには闇はない。というのは、闇のあるところは神様がそこにいない。そこから引っ張っている。だから私たちの人生の中にも光のあるところは神様がそれにいらっしゃる。闇のあるところは神様がそこにいない。God is light. I put here God equals light. Not just that God is in the light, but God himself is light. He embodies light. And there is no darkness in him.So any place in our lives or any place in this world where there is darkness, that is absent of God. That's absent of God's presence in our lives. Ben talked about, you know, the sin is not just us, but the sin is in society. And I really appreciate that he shared that this morning. Because when we read this passage, I want you to think not only, I want you to think about two things. I want you to think about yourself, but I also want you to think about the world around us as well. Because we are in the world, we affect the world. Because there is no society, there is no world if there is no us.本当はこれが説教の内容に準備しなかったけど、彼のコメントはすごくありがたいことです。なぜかというと、これはよく日本でこれを聞いている。社会 社会という存在、社会という言葉がものすごく強いです。というのは、私たちが社会に支配されています。社会は主になる。で、私たちが社会の奴隷になる。でもそうじゃなく、私たちがいなければ社会がないです。なぜかというと、私たちが社会です。だから、その罪があることは、ただ私たちだけじゃなくて、社会の罪もあります。なぜかというと、私たちがいます。で、私たちがその罪を社会に持っていきます。もし私たちが神と交わりがあると言っていながら、しかも闇の中に歩んでいるなら、私たちは偽りを言っているのであって、真理を行ってはいません。 If we claim to have fellowship with him yet walk in the darkness, we lie and we do not live by the truth. I'm going to say that a little bit easier in our language. If we say we belong to God but we walk in darkness, or if we walk in sin or we walk in disobedience to God, we are liars and we reject him. I had Emmy Gogol over this with me, and when I wrote we are liars, she went, ho 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 ho, because that's really direct. You know, we don't really do that much in Japanese. But that's essentially what we're saying. If I say I'm a person of the light, but I'm disobedient to God, that's not light. That's darkness. And if God is light and there's no darkness in him, then when I'm disobedient, or when we as a group are disobedient, God is not there. God is not in that part. もし私たちが神様に属していると言いながら、闇の中を歩んでいるなら、それは罪、犯行ということ。その闇は罪ということ、犯行ということ。私たちは嘘をつきで神様を否定していることになる。日本語で、お前は嘘つき。お前は嘘つきだと言ったら、どう思いますか？どう感じていますか？英語ではそれはものすごく許されないこと、すごいストレートに直接言って、本当に心が痛んでいる。でもヨハネがこれにそれぐらいの強さで言ってると思う。なぜかというと、私たちが神の人と言いながら神から反抗する、その罪があることが、私たちが嘘つきになる。僕の友達の中にある人がこうこれを読んでこう思います。じゃあ神の、私は神の人ではない、はい、解決。でもそれは解決ではない。それを言わなくても、それを気にしなくても、まだまだその罪があることは事実です。で、7節、しかし、これは希望、これは私たちに希望的な言葉。しかし、もし神が光の中におられるように、私たちも光の中に歩んでいるなら、これは約束、私たちは互いに交わりを保ち、以降イエスの血は全ての罪から私たちを清めます。神の中を歩むなら、 従順、神の御心、神の恵みを体験し、互いにより深い関係を築ける。福音、教会では福音ということを、その言葉はよく言っている。福音というのは、良い知らせ、良いお知らせ。英語では good news というんだけど、これは福音です。私たちがこの汚れたままに、神様の方に行って、神様が私たちを清めてくださるし、家族、同じ方向に向いていく、歩んでいく人たちを与えてくださる。本当に良い知らせです。We walk in the light as He is in the light.We have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus, his Son, purifies us from all sin. This is our hope. This is the gospel message. This is the good news. That if we walk in obedience with God, we experience his grace, and we have deeper relationships with one another.This is the truth. This is good. This is the essence of the message. Just use this picture. We're walking out of the darkness and into the light. That's the only image that I want you to take from this. この先の三節は、このイメージとして私たちが闇から光の方に歩んでいくことをイメージとして伝えたいのです。また、私たちはもう一匹ではない家族を与えてくださる。Not alone. We're not the lone fish in the fish bowl. God gives us other fish to swim around with. I want to.Use this as an image right before、I go to kind of closing. Concept of sin. I know you know I need to explain this in Japanese, but I want you to understand this because as you're living in Japan,、the Japanese word for sin is tsumi. But the concept of tsumi in Japanese culture and Japanese society is.A sin against society or against shakai. So that means big things like murder, like、you know, something like that, that would be unforgivable. It means the other parts of our lives, like pride, that's not considered a sin. That's just considered being human. So I want you to use this image.Because the biblical idea of sin is missing the mark. The mark is God. God is the bullseye. And anything that's not hitting the bullseye is missing the mark. And that is God's idea. That's God's concept of what sin is. 日本ではその罪という言葉を言いながら、それは社会的に罪というイメージが強いです。例えば誰かを殺すときにはそれは罪。でも、自分を高ぶること、自分がそのプライドがあるところとか、嘘を言うこととか、それは罪ではない。それは人間だ。ということを他の日本人の友達からそういう説明を聞いて。でも聖書的にはその聖書の神様が思っている罪は神の御心を失うところそれを神様からずれていることそれだけは罪というイメージだから これはその緑のマークが神の御心、それ以外は罪という意味で、というのは私たちみんな罪人という意味です。8節と10節、もし罪はないというなら、私たちは自分を欺いており、真理は私たちのうちにありません。10節、もし罪を犯してはいないというなら、私たちは神を偽り者とするのです。神の御言葉は私たちのうちにはありません。罪を犯さない、その罪を無視して隠す、私は人間だから仕方がない、罪がないわけではない、それを伝えたい。私は高血圧あります。高血圧はその人を見るとわからない、自分でもそれは気づかない。病院に行ってその病院の先生がそれを見つけて、で薬を出して、その薬を飲まなきゃいけない。飲まないと、しばらくの間は何も結果がないんだけど、長い間でそれを無視したら、他のいろんな部分、体の部分がダメになっちゃうと。例えば腎臓とか、あと心臓とか弱くなったり、いろんなものがそこから出る。高血圧は、これは学校で話したんだけど、これを気づいた。高血圧は罪と同じようなことです。よく私たちが罪を犯してそれを気づいてない、誰かがそれを教えてくれないと私たちもわからない。それは普通、それは人間だということをよく思う。でも後で結果があります。それは神様が私たちに伝えています。 So verse 8 verse 10、If we claim to be without sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we claim we have not sinned, we make him out to be a liar, and his word has no place in our lives. Kaku and I were talking the other day. We went out for coffee, and I had this realization. I have high blood pressure, and you wouldn't necessarily know that I have high blood pressure just by looking at me.Unless I tell you that I have high blood pressure. There's not anything, you know, like where my arm is falling off or, you know, something like that because I have high blood pressure. But, and I myself didn't know that I had high blood pressure until I went to the hospital. And the doctor said, hey, you have high blood pressure. And you've got to take care of that. There's things that you've got to change in your diet. You've got to exercise. And you've got to start taking this medicine. I could ignore that for several years, and probably nothing would happen at first. But high blood pressure is called, in English we call it the silent killer, because there's nothing to show that you have it. But all of a sudden, different things in your body start to shut down. You know, like your kidneys begin to fail, and you begin to have heart problems.So there's all kinds of things that are caused because of high blood pressure if you don't take the medicine and if you don't do things to try to control it. And Doc and I were talking, we're like, hey, you know what? I think sin is kind of like high blood pressure. Sometimes we don't even realize it unless somebody tells us that we have sin or that we are sinful. I think that's what God is trying to tell us. You have high blood pressure.You got to take care of it. And for the time being, everything looks fine. But over time, I'm controlled, not taken care of, different parts start to shut down. And I want to close with this verse from verse 9, because again, it's a message of hope. But if we confess our sins, He is faithful and just and will forgive us our sins. He will forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness. Jesus, もし私たちが自分の罪を言い表すなら、神は真実で正しい方ですから、その罪を許し、すべての悪から私たちを清めてくださいます。なぜ？それは神様のあり方。神様は真実で正しい方。神様は光、神様は愛。だからこそ私たちの罪を許します。私たちを他 の, あのここで書いてあるように許しと癒しを必ず約束されています。God does it because of who God is, not because of who we are. God is faithful. Or I use the word God is consistent, because sometimes we don't really know what faithful means. But because God is consistent, God is faithful, He has made this promise that if we do this, this is what He's going to give to us. He's going to give us forgiveness and He's going to give us healing. I want us, in a minute, we're going to sing a song. Two verses of a hymn, and then I have three questions that I want you to be left with, and I'm going to pray, and that's it. But I want you to remember the story of the woman coming to Jesus. Sometimes that story is the woman is Mary, the sister of Lazarus. Sometimes we don't know if it maybe is another woman. But that story is not just her story, it's also our story.聖書にその女性の方がイエスの方に行って、その罪がどれほどあったかは言葉でもできなかった、言葉にできない、それぐらいの罪があって表現できなかった、その重さ で、それは彼女の話だけではなく、それは私たち一人一人の話だと思います。でこれから聖歌から2節の賛美歌を一緒に賛美して、で最後に3つの質問を今週中みんなが考えながら終わりたいと思います。 Please be, feel free to sing it in English. I'm going to sing it in Japanese, but sing it in English at the same time if you want.
御言葉なる光の淵、主と共に歩まば、憎み血筋照らし玉は、より頼むは兄天に主はよ、
恵みたまえ。
8番。私の人生や心のある部分でまだ神様に委ねていないことがあるだろうか。それは何だろう。繰り返してみます。私の人生や心のある部分でまだ神様に委ねていないことがあるだろうか。それは何だろう。信頼して誰とそのことを話し合うことができ助けを求めることができるだろうか。繰り返して読みます。信頼して誰とそのことを話し合うことができ助けを求めることができるだろうか。どのように今まで私は神様の恵みを体験してきたんだろう。どのように今まで私は神様の恵みを体験してきたんだろう。 These are the three questions that I'd like you to reflect on this week, and I actually want to challenge you not to just reflect on them, but would you please pick at least one or two people this week to talk about these questions with. Number one, is there any part of my life or heart not released or not obedient to God? What part or what parts? Let me read that again. Is there any part of my life or heart not released or not obedient to God? What part or what parts? Number two, who can I trust to talk with about this and ask for help and support? I think that's an important step too. Number two, who can I trust to talk with about this and ask for help and support? Number three, how have I already experienced grace in my life? How have I already experienced God's grace in my life? I think if we remember that, we're more willing to do number one and number two. That's right. Let me show you. Sama, 私たちは あなた様が必要と集まりの中の私たち一人一人でも人であり自分もいられていない、またいられているけどある部分ある人生の部分に心の部分があなたに委ねていないところの人たちです。私たちは光が必要です。私たちの体、私たちの心に必要なことです。暗闇は怖いです。光の中は安心だし、安がありますし、喜びがあふれています。神様は恵みのある神様で、私たちを許してくださっている、癒してくださっている神様に感謝です。あ、今週に私たちを許して癒してください。また私たちを通してあなた様の許しと癒しと恵みが私たちの家族の中、私たちの会社の中、 私たちの学校の中、私たちの近所の中、この社会の中に出てくださることができますように、私たちを使ってください。それがあなた様に栄光になりますように、イエスの御名を通してお願いします。アメン。